What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jasmine Rice is in the house. What's up?
What's up?
And we have a special guest. We have Ray from Chronicles of One in the house with us tonight. What's up, Ray?
What is up? I'm prepared to get riggedy wrecked.
Nice. As we all are. Ray and I just came back from the NAMM show, and if you don't know what the NAMM show is, it is the National Association of Music Merchants. So anything and everything having to do with music, either making it or...
Except the skin flute. Didn't see one person play it.
Or recording it or doing a live show.
You know what? That's actually a funny story. That reminds me of that story I was telling you on the way back home with the guy... in the bathroom. Remember when I was telling you when we were trying to find the shuttle, and I was and he saw my shirt, and so I was wearing a band shirt, and it was called Fit for a King, and he was just like, "Oh yeah, bro, Fit for a King, dude, sick." And then the initial response wasn't the band; it was like, "Oh, thanks. I like to think so." And then the next response was, "Oh yeah, and the band is cool too."
spot on. Yeah, that's kind of fucking awkward. Like, why the hell would you like be talking to somebody while they're taking a piss? That's just a little weird.
I was this was towards the end too, so I was just zoning out, just like taking a piss in the urinal. And so I don't know, man. I mean, again, it's NAMM. I don't know. Well, I was just lost.
It's so that at least you don't feel like you're the only one. I was at a business meeting one time, and I went to the bathroom, and you know, for business meetings, my day job, I'm, you know, dressed up in a suit, and you know, I have some pretty nice suits. So I was.
Are you dressed up along with your ass kissing boots too, or what?
Yes. When I go to a client site, the ass kissing boots are always strapped on, good and tight.
Nice.
That's how I keep my job. I'm in the bathroom, and I'm coming out, and I'm just kind of fixing my tie in the mirror, and the guy that is next to me is washing his hands. He's like, "Man, that suit looks really good on you." And I just straightened my tie and didn't even look at him. I was like, "God damn right it does." And I just walked out of the bathroom.
So, oh my God, I'm joking.
Like, three people started laughing. They're like, "There's a man who knows how to wear a suit."
I'm choking on my beer right now.
You know, in some countries of the world, that's a punishable offense.
Sorry. It was just a funny story.
And so NAMM was great. I liked it. I saw a lot of stuff. I'm so torn this year about what I want to buy and, you know, how much, just there was more than a few things. There was a guitar. There were PA speakers. There were violins for Fuck Checker.
There's a lot of things.
Yeah, there was just so much stuff. I mean, I love going to NAMM. It's just so overwhelming when you get there the first day, and it's like everything music related that you could possibly think of is there, and it's awesome. There's so many people there. And
remember last year when we saw Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
And his posse of hookers.
Like, God bless that guy.
Seriously, like, I sat there. I remember I was at a booth, and I just remember thinking, and the first initial thought was, "Holy crap, it's Corey Feldman." And then you kind of get a good look at him, and he looks like he belongs in the Matrix. Like, his outfit says he belongs in there. Like, I straight up just think, like, did he take the blue pill or the red pill? Like, I don't know. And then after that, my next question is for all the girls that were surrounding him, was like, on a real level, they genuinely look like they didn't want to be there. Like, and even in my head, I was just like, dude, looking at their faces, I was like, I feel like he's paying you just to follow him everywhere today.
You know what? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I mean, people like that have that much money get escorts all the time, and like half of them don't want to be there. But
I bet.
I mean, hey, it's it's money's money, right?
I guess, man. But even for Corey Feldman, that was just weird. It wasn't even like Corey Feldman and these cool like hookers are following him. It was like Corey Feldman from The Matrix with I don't even know. They look like they were little angels. And I'm just like, what is this? It's not even I don't know. It was weird.
But he looked less like Neo and more like JP from Grandma's Boy in The Matrix.
He did. Adios, turd nuggets.
So, JP, tell me, how much do clothes cost in The Matrix?
Adios, turd nuggets.
That was a great flick. And so we had a great time at NAMM, and we're going back tomorrow to see how much free stuff we can garner, and maybe come up with some good deals for me. I'm so torn again. There's a shit ton of things there that I want to buy, and I'm like, I had a
ooh, nice. Got some delay on there, bro.
Right? I had I've been traveling for work this like past few months, and that's why we've kind of had to switch up our recording schedule, and we've been going on some different days because it's literally the only time I could get back in town. So I'm out of town, and I did something to my shoulder, and it's hurting, and so I went to one of these massage places up where I was staying.
Ooh.
And this place apparently used to be a rub and tug place, and so they got busted and management changed, and so now they have these signs on the walls that say
management change, my family's taking over.
It was like your dad's side of the family got kicked out and shut down, and so then your mom's side of the family took over. And they have these signs on the wall that says,
"That's how we keep it in the family."
That's how they all stay rich, and then they'll live in the same house.
Exactly. See, that didn't come from me, but really, though.
So, it says, per government regulation, erotic services are not available. Please do not ask or hint about them. And so I'm reading the sign as the masseuse comes in the room, and I was like laughing, and she was like, "Oh, what's funny?" And I said, "The sign." And she's like, "Oh yeah, no humping, no dumping." So I'm getting a massage, and like 20 minutes into it, I hear like people that are talking like super loud in the reception area, like at the front door. And I was thinking, like, okay, what an asshole. You're kind of supposed to be quiet in here, but whatever. And it's getting pretty loud. And so the masseuse says, I'll be right back. I'm sorry. I'm going to go see what's going on. So she leaves, and she's gone for a couple of minutes. And then the shouting kind of, like, you know, calms down a little bit. She comes back in the room, and she's laughing. And I was like, well, so what's going on? And she's like, you can't hear them? I'm like, well, I can hear them, but I can't understand what they're saying. And she said, this guy's wife came in all super pissed off with a bunch of credit card statements in her hand, and was pissed off because her husband was coming here when they were still doing the rub and tug thing. And so she was like all in there making a huge deal about it, all super pissed off. And so I asked, I was like, well, what does she want you guys to do about it? It's not like you can unjerk them off. And she starts laughing. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know what she wants. And I was like, does she want money back? And she said, no, she just wanted to come in here and be an asshole.
So, from my understanding, does she want a refund? Can you give her a refund on a rub and tug? Is that valid?
I mean, I've gotten a refund on a lap dance, but I don't know about a refund on a rub and tug. I mean, that's kind of a stretch. Yeah. What do you think, Jasmine? In your family, does that happen?
Refunds can that happen?
Hell no! We try to keep our money. You know, refund.
But
I don't think so. It's not like you can like freaking puke it back out.
And here's the other thing: would you
swallow in the family business? Okay,
we're professionals. Damn it, our customer service is exemplary.
We don't want to deal with a toxic cleanup. It's against OSHA regulations.
God forbid Department of Health find out. You're throwing it back up.
That's unsanitary.
Unsanitary.
We're already slaughtering cats in the fucking kitchen, all right? Like, we don't need, spit buckets.
It's a $40 for an hour long massage, a rub and tug, and then a Szechuan kitty for lunch. That's her day spa.
Just imagine a refund like those rednecks, the ones that spit out the chewing tobacco and hit the bucket and then you, just imagine.
Oh my God, a cum bucket.
Yeah. It's more or less my thought.
Isn't it a chum bucket in SpongeBob?
It's a chum bucket in SpongeBob, but I guess it'd be for you guys, it'd be the cum bucket.
So what do you think? I mean, as a married woman or formerly married, either way, I mean, you're in a relationship. So if you found out that your man was like...
It's complicated, bro. You can't even get it out of yourself. Like,
it's like first she was married, then she wasn't, and then she's in a relationship. But either way, she's in a relationship. And if you found out that your man went to a rub and tug, would you like go to the rub and tug and start yelling at them? Or, you know, like... It just seemed kind of weird.
First of all, I'd probably be in jail by now if that ever happened.
Fair.
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would make a scene out of it, per se, but... I wouldn't. I wouldn't make a thing out of it. Not that it's a big deal. It's a big fucking deal. Trust me, but other than that, I'm not going to go out of my way, go to the massage place and just freaking raise hell, because what the hell am I going to get out of that, aside from humiliating myself? But then again, I'm one classy bitch, so. I'm just saying, I'm not all about drama.
Duh.
So. And theatrics. That happens in the bedroom.
I'd go in there and demand a refund.
Well, what about you, Ray? Have you ever, like, heard about anything like that happening or been in a massage parlor when somebody came in super pissed off?
I've heard of a story, and I mean legit, this is a friend of mine. This isn't by no means. I've never been to a massage parlor. But I had a friend one time I was helping him move, and we were helping him move from Whittier to San Gabriel. So up in San Gabriel, there is a massage parlor up there on... Oh, you used to live in Alhambra. Tell me the main street. It's going from Montebello to... It's a huge main street.
Main Street?
Yeah. Not a main... No, it's not called Main Street. It's like San Gabriel Valley or something. Anyways, there's some main street that's going up there. And so we drove by there, and there's a massage parlor, and we're in his truck. And he's telling me, he's like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, have you ever been to a massage parlor before? I was like, no, I've never been to one. I was like, I've heard of them. I've heard of happy endings. It's just something I've never gotten around to. And so he tells me that he's like, all right, whatever you do, don't go to that one. And he points to this one, and I forget what it's called. And I used to think, like, I was like, why? Like, why don't you go to it? Because he used to go to it. And he told me that they have like this, what do you call it? Like a, I guess we'll call it just a shenanigan, a dirty little evil shenanigan that they pull there. So at first you think it's an Asian woman or like an Indian woman like massaging you. And you think like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, I'm going to get my happy ending on this. And so then they excuse themselves for like a second. And so he said he was waiting for it. And a big Russian guy came out. And he thought, I don't know what they implied. Like, he said, like, I didn't imply I liked men. He's like, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, this guy offered him the rub and tug. And I was like, dude.
You want me to take care of you coming out of
the- Yeah, dude. Like, I immediately thought of that scene from Rocky. Like, what does he say?
I will break you.
Yeah. I will break you. I was like, holy crap, dude. I was like, so what did you do? He's like, I didn't take that happy ending, dude. There's no way it was happy. And so ever since then, he says he's never gone back to it. And he's told everyone that he passes by with. He says, don't go to that one. And I was like, holy crap. So ever since then, I've been more scared to go to massage parlors.
Oh, man, the old bait and switch. Well,
in fear of a Russian man. Groping me.
Usually their mail orders are or a little bit better, but I guess not in this case, huh?
Nope.
Well, at, so speaking of mail, I think we're going to go ahead and jump into a little mail call here. So we got this one over the wire, and it's it says, I once used Nair to remove my chest hair. During the process, I generously slathered the substance on my nipples. The why of this nipple slathering is not important, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, but the result should be a warning to all. My nipples burned like they were being finely sanded by a great ape. I won't deny my tears. I sought solace from the hellfire nipples in restless sleep that night. When I awoke the next day, my nipples were gone and replaced with scabs. The shock of this was great, and I fear for a time my mind was lost to the outer blackness. After I recovered my sensibility, I was seized, and with heavy decision, I would spend my remaining days maimed freak of free of nipples. God grants to all. To my surprise and joy, only a few days later, the scabs fell away. What was underneath, you ask? Two tiny nipples, pink and fresh, emerging from my brawny chest like two infant bird heads emerging from their shell. Within 7 days, those nascent nipples grew to full size and erect. The erectness, unfortunately, was a permanent condition. To this day, 5 long years later, I refuse to wear T-shirts beyond the manor grounds for fear of cruel women. for fear of cruel women and being asked constantly, "Is it cold in here?"
Well put. Well put.
Oh man, that was. Ouch, dude. Holy shit.
Nair?
Oh.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions concerning the story. I
tried Nair once.
Never tried Nair.
And I think I've tried it once, and it just freaked me out how, like, I don't know. It's like a texture thing for me. Like, it was just weird. So I'll stick to shaving or waxing, one or the other. So, no, thank you.
An ex-girlfriend of mine used that stuff, and the smell was horrible, and I was like, well, if it smells, does it burn? And she's like, no, it's fine. And so she's all, here, put a little bit on your hand. And as soon as like 2 minutes went by and it was like burning, I'm all,
oh my gosh.
And so I couldn't believe she used that shit on her vag and on her legs. I'm like, dude, doesn't that shit burn the shit out of you? And she said no, but I think she was lying.
It has to. On your vag, really? But I'm only guessing.
Jesus, talk about trying to wreck your vagina. Oh, yeah, no.
Ugh.
No, thank you.
Like, the smell, I'm pretty sure just burned off nose hairs as I was inhaling it, so.
I've only heard stories of this stuff. I've never actually tried Nair, but when I used to see it, you know what trips me out now that they have is those, it's not Nair, but it's, I feel like Angel knows what it is. Or the beauty heroine. She should be here for this one. It's like a razor, but without the razors. It's like electricity. I've seen it on TV, I swear. It's like a blue little
depilatory thing or something.
Yeah, it's called a blue light.
What you're talking about.
And then like apparently the light's supposed to be so intense that it removes the hairs. It's like the Nair, I guess.
What the fuck?
And so I've seen that on TV. I know it's a real thing.
Like, just singes off your fucking hair?
And that's my thought. Like, I'm seeing all these, like, testimonies and all these girls just like, yeah, like, it shaves it down right to, like, whatever so they don't feel bumps or, I don't know. All I know is we used to make fun of this girl in high school. We used to call her Cactus Legs because she didn't shave it. She didn't shave her legs like as often. And I remember that her name was Amber, and we used to say, "Amber," and she's like, "What?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And so she would respond to us saying, "What?" And then one of our friends got the great idea from calling her Cactus Legs. She was like, "Oh fuck, sorry, forgot. You're Cactus Legs. You're no longer Amber." And then I was like, "Oh, dude, that's the worst." And they used to cap on her all the time. And so, anyways, the point of the story was, yeah, that's the point of that story. I don't know why I said it, but yeah, We were cruel kids in high school.
If anybody could have used the Nair, it was her.
It was her. She needed the Nair. Dude, she needed a weed whacker on a real level.
What about you, Jasmine? Like, you said you've never used Nair before, or have you used anything that was kind of like Nair or anything like that?
Aside from waxing, no, not really. I've used very little of Nair to not use it. Let's just put it that way. It just feels weird, like having a chemical
disintegrate
just dissolve
your skin.
Your hair, or I don't know. It's just weird. I wouldn't even freaking put that on my nipples. Are you kidding me? Like, you gotta be kidding. Like, no.
Like,
just shave. Shave it off. You're a guy. I don't know. Who cares?
Or do you like the 40-year-old...
I don't mind chest hair. I don't mind not having chest. Like, it really makes no difference to me. Like, I have no body hair issues. Except when it grows on your back, like, in patches. That's a little weird.
So, here's my question then. So, what does it feel like? Because, I mean, I'm not going to say it's like shaving my mustache or, like, whatever. So, is it the same, like, for girls? Or what does that feel like? Give me input. What does that feel like?
Waxing?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing it since I was, like, in sixth grade, so...
Fuck, you must have been hairy as fuck then.
Yeah, pretty much. My mom was like, you're going to start waxing. And then, like, in high school, I got lazy and started shaving. She got really pissed off. She was like, now the hairs are going to grow all weird. And I'm like, whatever. It's hair.
What do you know, Mom? Screw you, Mom.
She looked like she was Teen Wolf by the time she was in sixth grade.
Say, with the slanted eyes, do you look like Chewbacca?
Yeah, pretty much. Only during the winter. Just kidding. There's no winter in the Philippines. But anyways, so there's no excuse, right? That's why Brazilians get a Brazilian, because they always have to show it off. I don't know.
In some parts of the world, I heard men...
I was blessed with, you know, Spanish blood, I guess. I don't know if I should say I was blessed, because the only thing that I really did inherit from those genes are being hairy and, you know, other things probably. I don't know. But, yeah, I totally hate it. Because, you know, most Asians don't really grow a lot of body hair.
That's true.
I don't think.
True. Yeah, generally not too hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
I remember one time at my last job, there was this one girl who used to get really butthurt because So at our last job, we would have staff meetings, and staff meetings never really consisted of how we could better the workplace or teamwork. It was more along the lines of, all right, what do you like, shaved or not shaved? And then I was like, wait, what? And they're like, you know, the quote-unquote airline, like, you know, the landing strip. And at first I was trying to catch on, and I'm just like, what are you talking about? And then I remember the chef was just like, he's talking about vaginas. Do you like them shaved or not shaved? And I was like, oh. I was like, I remember. And there used to be this waitress there, and she used to have the biggest crush on me, dude. And I remember... she had told me that, but I learned something new about her that day. I had said I preferred not shaved. I don't like that feeling of hair right there. It's not a thing for me. And she had the hugest bitch fit of her life. I kid you not. She just all day, hey, what's going on, dude? Hey, what's going on? Nothing. Fuck you, Ray. I was like, what? I'm like, whoa, what did I miss? And then my manager comes up to me. He's like, I think we learned something very valuable today about so-and-so. We learned that she has a hairy vagina. And I was like, oh, snap. I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. And she's like, no, it's cool. I just see what you're into now. And she's like, sorry that mine's not hairless for you. And I remember just that's everything just came back to that at the end of the day. Irrelevant. Irrelevant. And he'd be like, hey, dude, can you put in this order for me? No, fuck you. Why don't you got someone with a hairless vagina to do it? And it's like, and then everyone's sitting there like, dude, the saltiness is so real. You could have threw her in the ocean and still. I was like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
Does it really matter?
For me, it does. I mean, it doesn't, but nope. I don't know. It's a thing.
I don't care.
I mean, it's not like I'll take it or leave it. I mean, it's not the end of the world if it isn't. But
I could care less.
I mean,
preference.
Okay. Do girls normally expect you guys to shave normally?
No one's ever told me anything, so I mean,
yeah, it's not something that usually comes up in conversation.
Yeah. Until apparently lately.
No offense, guys, but balls are fucking something else. Like, you know, everyone expects, like, a vagina to be, like, clean and, like, not fishy smelling and smells like fucking roses and lavenders and shit. Meanwhile, we're over there fucking sucking y'all's balls and it's, like, fucking salty as shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, it looks like a fucking, like, mole rat. Like... Like, it's not exactly, like, the most beautiful thing to look at either, but, you know, double standards. What can I say?
We got the long end of the stick on that one. We came out the winner.
Personally, I don't care. I don't care if you want to go. You can let it all out. You can grow it. You can shave it. Personally, it feels... for me, it doesn't matter if a guy shaves or not. Like, I don't even care if they don't, because it doesn't make a difference.
I mean, again.
I think it's different for women, because y'all are, like, up in it. Like.
Yeah, way up in it.
If you don't shave, it feels like a Brillo pad.
I'm not that picky. If you were to ask me, I don't know. The past couple girls I've been with, that's just been a thing for them. They've been asking about it. They're like, do you prefer shaved or not shaved? And one girl was just straight up, she didn't care really what I thought. So she let it grow out. And again, I didn't care. So I was just like, okay, it is what it is. But I don't know. I kind of get the Brillo pad idea. I'm not a big fan of it. That's me personally, though.
Does it legit feel like a Brillo pad if a girl doesn't shave?
No. Not really, but maybe this last one kind of did. If I had to find something to liken it to, it'd probably be a Brillo pad, I guess.
Because I know. I was gonna say TMI, but whatever. It's rice and beans, guys. But like, okay,
TMI on rice and beans. What is that?
There is a difference as far as feeling is concerned when I shave and when I don't.
Okay.
I think scientifically it's because your hairs also have, like, nerve endings, I guess, or something. So, I don't know.
I wouldn't know either.
I'm going to have to see, because I haven't, like... I've always been kind of, like, shaved, you know, with my current relationship, so I have no clue, but... Maybe I'll ask.
Maybe we should just leave.
Just to see if there really is a difference, because I don't think I had an active enough sex life to compare.
Let's leave this one open.
For the past few years.
And we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it. We'll try a different.
We're going to put a pin in this one, and we are going to come back to it.
Study, guys.
I might have to buy a Nair for this. We'll knock out two experiments in one shot.
I'm not volunteering for Nair. No. No. I'm trying to grow it out here at this point. We're not trying to take away, so.
I'm going to come back.
I will not volunteer for Nair. Sorry.
We'll get Cookie to volunteer for the Nair part. I'm pretty sure he's into it.
We'll ask. Maybe he'll be down for it.
Maybe if we throw in some cocaine and maybe some strippers from Chico's, you think he'll buy it?
I'm pretty sure we got a solid chance if we throw in the coke and the strippers.
Yeah, got you. Okay.
That's kind of his thing. It's his go-to. Ooh,
Valentine's Day is coming up. Maybe we'll just trick him with that.
Maybe. And before we get into that, we got one more mail call item to go over. And this one's going to hit pretty close to home for Jasmine, since she is a big Kardashian groupie.
Nice.
And
I am not even a groupie. No. They're just everywhere. I'm on Snapchat and automatically there's a fucking Kardashian article, and I'm like, I'm trying to get through the other articles before I get through this, but I might as well read and stay current, damn it. If you want to call it that.
So.
Anyway, go ahead.
There is a bar in New York City called The Continental, and they are totally against Kardashianism. And so if you say, I literally... during the course of your conversation, you have 5 minutes to finish your drink and then leave, or they will escort you out.
Wow.
If you start
a sentence,
if you start a sentence with I literally, they throw you out immediately. So we were talking about the Kardashians a couple episodes ago, and they're multiplying again, and I didn't see the point.
They're still multiplying. They just had a new one.
Is that right?
It's named Chicago. All right. Side note, who names their kid Chicago? Like, that is...
The same kind of fucked up people that named their kid Dallas.
Seriously?
The same kind of fucked up people that named their kid North and their last name West.
Really? Like, that's my thing. And then what's funny is I read
it... as if they never learned from, like, the first kid.
And they even interviewed Kanye, and they said, like, what drove you to name your kid Chicago, or to name that child Chicago? Like, what are you going to do when it comes to school, and what is she going to go through? And he was saying that, well, they could call her Shy. And I was like, then in my head, why don't you? I was like, I think it's just stupid. I was like, I think just general as parents, you've already failed right from the start. Why do you have kids? Oh,
is there even a story behind that? Is that, like, do you know why they named their kid Chicago?
Because he's from Chicago.
I personally don't have any clue, but I was thinking some people do name their kids after where they were conceived.
Yeah.
But this kid was, like, conceived via surrogate, so it doesn't make sense either.
I think it's just Kanye being full of himself, because I know he was born in Chicago, so he's just going to be like, you know what?
Okay.
I was born in Chicago, so I'm going to name my kid after Chicago. But then that's what makes it really funny. It's not really about his kids. I think it's about him.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, if I were a kid in school, I wouldn't have thought, oh, Chicago, that's a badass name. I'd be like, wow, your parents suck. They must really hate you.
Yeah. Terrible name.
So,
but that's the thing in Hollywood, they always name their kids all weird.
Like, I know the guy from My Name is Earl, he named his kid Pilot Inspector. I think that's pretty cool. Like, that's a legal name. So that is a legit.
The kid has Pilot Inspector.
So there's a kid.
Or something.
That's the thing. I don't know what their occupation is. All I know is the guy from My Name is Earl, his child's name is Pilot Inspector. And I don't know.
Who, the guy that plays Earl?
Yeah, like
holy
the main guy.
Shit.
His kid's name is Pilot Inspector.
Wow.
I remember seeing that too. There's too many random celebrity facts I know.
So anyways. So she's having a kid via surrogate.
Again.
So how many surrogates has she?
Another one.
No, this is the first one, I think.
Listen to me go on as though I'm interested in them. No, it's so she only had one surrogate then. So aside from the obvious why surrogacy was a medical reason, or she just didn't want to wreck her vagina any more than it already is.
I think it's because she had really tough pregnancies for the first two. So she figured she could just use her money and just hire somebody time around, because why not?
Right? I mean, she has enough money.
I know. Shoot. Yeah. Is she even really raising those kids? I remember in the last couple episodes, you guys were saying, like, the nanny raises them, which I totally believe that. I think, I mean, you could pay someone else to raise them.
Do you really think Kris Jenner raised her kids?
Hell no.
Yeah, they were probably raised by nannies. They're rich. They grew up rich, you know what I mean? That's old money right there.
I know a bunch of people that could have been parent of the year if they had a nanny.
transparent and
hey, don't knock it till you've tried it. I grew up with nannies, actually.
And look how great you've came out to be.
I came out perfectly fine. At least I would think so. I don't know, but...
She's all the surveys
I mean,
still out.
I'm
but...
probably the black sheep of my family, but... I think I do a little bit better than most.
And if you're not the black sheep already, wait until after they hear this shit.
like you said earlier, the jury's out. We still don't know.
if they didn't know who they were talking to, they sure as fuck do now. Jasmine, motherfucking
my dynasty.
Jasmine, motherfucking rise, wubba lubba dub dub.
Getting riggedy, riggedy ragged.
So, we're upon the season of Valentine's Day. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, and I know some people are getting ready, some people are getting salty. You know, it's a hit and miss, really. I think it. With Valentine's Day, some people don't care. those people.
Some people just don't care.
The people that stay home on Valentine's Day.
I actually say I don't care, but from my past relationships, I haven't been subjected to actually celebrate Valentine's Day because they're usually like in the hospitality or culinary industry. So they always end up working on Valentine's Day, and I never get to go on a date on Valentine's Day because guess who the fuck is serving y'all going out to dinner and dates? My freaking boyfriend or whatever, usually. So it sucks. But, you know, you kind of just end up either celebrating it before or after, I guess. Or every day, whichever you prefer.
I haven't celebrated.
Ideally,
it.
They would be nice.
I've celebrated a couple, and one of them, one of them involves a TV, a pawn shop, and dinner. So, I was
that sounds like fun.
I was supposed to get paid Valentine's Day in the morning, and I was so sure that I was going to get paid that I started running my mouth and told this chick that we were going to be going out to this nice, fancy-ass dinner. And that... didn't exactly play out the way I thought I was going to. There was some issue with the check, and I didn't get paid, but this chick was still planning on going out like I had told her we were going to, and, you know, rightfully so. So I started looking through all my pants and, like, just all through my room looking for money at anywhere that I could use.
You didn't even tell the girl, hey, I thought I would have money today, but I don't.
Hell no. She was really hot, and I was intending on getting laid.
Wow, that's a bold move, dude. Because if I were in your position, I would have been like, I'm kind of in, like, broke nation today, and, yeah, we'll do something else. Can we just, like, yeah, I totally would just, like, had sex all day. I don't know.
Yeah, no, and I totally get you, but I don't know. I just kind of, I looked at my TV and I was like, well, I am going to get paid soon. So I took the TV to the pawn shop and I pawned it. Got the money and then was shitting it all through dinner. I even ordered like the smallest thing on the menu, like that I could like get away with saying I wasn't really that hungry, but I still wanted to eat something. And you know, I was like shitting it till the check came, because that whatever money I had it from the TV was all the money that I had, and so if it was more than that, like it was gonna be like hella embarrassing. So we get through dinner and the check comes and it's like $2 shy of what I had. So I barely made it. Yes. Oh. And by that time, the chick just wanted to go back to her place. So I was like, oh, thank God. I survived.
Did you leave him the tip?
I left him a tip and a note that said, I'm really sorry. This is all the cash I had.
Oh, but just the tip.
Just the tip.
Did you have to cover the rest?
No, I had $2 left after I paid the bill.
I just barely.
I thought
you were $2 shy of paying the bill. So, yeah, you're off the hook, bro.
Oh, yeah. I totally dodged a bullet there. But that was like one of the most nerve wracking Valentine's days I can remember.
I don't.
You're like, we're washing dishes in the back today, honey. practicing it for housewife, like, lessons for when, for the future. I don't know.
Have you ever done a dine and dash?
I have. I mean, not...
No.
A Valentine's Day dine and dash.
Hey, you want to play a cool game? See how fast we can get out of the restaurant?
If we win, I'll let you have sex with me.
No.
I mean, that's...
Man, I would have just taken that girl to, like, a taco joint and be like, Happy Valentine's Day.
No, I wanted to get laid.
Damn.
Dang, the things you do to get laid. Like, I feel like, in comparison, I feel so easy now. Like, oh, you mean you don't have any money right now and you just have water to drink? Like, cool. Let's have sex.
Wow. Doesn't take a lot to please you, does it?
But hey, you know, look where I'm at now.
No, you're giving me a hope now. From now on, I really don't have to have standards for the future females I go out with.
Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Last date I went on, I had to take her to Mimi's, and I was just the worst.
Look, dude, it used to be just in your car, and now we're actually in your apartment. So there's progress in this relationship, damn it.
You know what's actually... Okay.
That's how I gauge it.
Okay, so actually, I got a good story going along with his. So it wasn't Valentine's Day, but it was a dinner. I think I've told him this. So one time, I took this girl out to dinner, and then we had gone back to my place. And so I thought, oh, okay. I legit thought nobody was home. I remember just thinking, okay, there is nobody. And nobody was home when we got there. And so I remember... trying to close my door, which I thought was closed all the way. And so, again, you think, you know, this is going? This really isn't. It's totally off the wall. And so we're on my bed doing our thing. And then all I know is the door cracks open. And I'm thinking, holy crap, it's my mom. And I look and it's my nephew just straight up just like he's just doing his like babble. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, total killer of the night. Ask me if I got anywhere after that. No. All of a sudden, even my mom knew what was going on. My mom was just like, oh, sorry. She's like, you know, I'll get him out of here. It's fine. We'll go somewhere. And then even my date was like, no, it's fine. Like, let's hang out with your nephew. I was like,
no, the mood's already killed. Don't bother.
I was trying so hard to save it. And even it's funny, even my mom was trying to save it. Even my mom was like, come on, dude, like just let him finish. And it's like, nope. There's no going back.
Ouch. That's a rough one.
It is rough. I remember sitting there and I was just so pissed off at that kid.
Thanks a lot, Captain Cockblock.
Don't worry. Oh, when he starts hitting puberty and he turns like 15 or 16, guess who's going to be rushing in his room when he has a girl in there?
Be pounding on the door real hard. Hey! Remember when you were a little kid and you cock-blocked me? Now payback's a motherfucker, ain't it?
Karma's a bitch! She's paying a visit to you today!
That sounds like a situation that would be on like an online quiz. You know what I mean? Like just one of those where it's like way off the wall and...
Actually, Ellen really enjoyed those quizzes. They have those on Facebook. Sometimes I do them. I know they're stupid and they'll never happen because of how crazy they are.
Yeah.
But I enjoy doing them just for shits and giggles.
You know what? I do too. And I remember back in the days of MySpace, those things were like super popular. Like everybody had a survey for you to fill. There's a friend survey or a date survey, a boyfriend
survey. I know. I love it.
And so...
I got a few you guys can do.
Yep, go for it. Let's get into some of that.
Okay, my first one is order a cafeteria lunch and it will reveal which high school clique you belonged in. All right.
Let's do this.
Choose a main dish. Okay, we'll do one person first and then the other second. Gotcha. That way I know I can tell you your results. All right. Choose a main dish. Chicken burger, pizza, fish sticks, spaghetti and meatballs, chicken nuggets, or no main dish?
Burger.
Chicken burger?
Yeah.
Okay. Choose a side. Peas and carrots, Caesar salad, coleslaw, garlic bread, beans, or no side?
Garlic bread.
Garlic bread with a chicken sandwich. Okay, choose another side. Tater tots, crinkle fries, nachos, corn, salad, or no side.
You don't make friends with salad.
You don't make friends with salad. You don't make friends with salad. You don't make friends with salad.
I'm gonna go with the crinkle cut fries.
Okay, choose some kind of fruit. Apple, banana, peach cup, fruit salad, or applesauce?
Applesauce, bitch.
Applesauce. I would totally get peach cup, but choose a drink. Milk, chocolate milk, juice box, soda, bottled water, or no drink?
Soda.
I already have my answer for that one.
Choose a dessert. Pudding cup, freeze pop, Rice Krispie square, apple pie, chocolate chip, or no dessert?
Rice Krispie treat.
You got theater kids.
Shocker.
You've got a real zest for life and love to perform, putting you right at the home in the theater department. You feel most comfortable being the center of attention because all the world's a stage and you want to be its star. That's what it says. I don't like the results. That sounds corny. All right.
Corny, but sounds true.
All right. Let's do you now next. Choose a main... Oh, hold on. Let me refresh it. Sorry. All right.
Go.
Choose a main dish. Chicken burger, pizza, fish sticks, spaghetti, meatballs, chicken nuggets, or no main dish?
I have to go with him. The chicken burger.
Dude, y'all's chicken burger must be banging where you're at.
I actually had one today. It was really bomb.
Choose a side. Peas and carrots, Caesar salad, coleslaw, garlic bread, or beans?
I'm gonna go with the Caesar salad.
Okay.
The sauce.
Choose a side. Tater tots, crinkle fries, nachos, corn, or salad?
Damn it. That's a hard one. None of those seem good to me. I guess, what did you say, tater tots?
No, I took the crinkle cut fries.
Oh, I'm going to go with tater tots. I mean, you can't deny some tater tots.
Tots.
Like some tots.
All right. Choose some kind of fruit. Apple, banana, peach cup, fruit salad, or applesauce.
Oh, I already decided on that one. I want to do the peach cup.
Dude, peach cups are bomb.
Dude.
Choose a drink. Milk, chocolate milk, juice box, soda, or bottled water.
Chocolate milk, bro.
All right, dessert, pudding, freeze pop, Rice Krispie square, apple pie, or chocolate chip cookie.
What did you choose for that one? Do you remember?
I went with the Rice Krispie treat.
No, that doesn't sound too good to me. I'm going to go with the apple pie. I'm going to do something American.
America.
America.
You're lost. You're a nice, cool person, but you have a dark, almost supernatural side to you that you're inexplicably drawn to. You're mysterious, and you like it that way. Plus, you look great in black. That's what it says. Yeah, I don't like the results on this. I have a pretty good one. This is going to be really quick.
I'm content with these quizzes. These are pretty accurate.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Let's see. This one is pick 7 junk foods and we'll tell you what percent trash you are. All right. Pick some chips. Lay's Classic, Lay's Salt and Vinegar, Tostitos Tortilla Chips, Nacho Cheese Doritos, Ruffles Original, or Pringles Sour Cream and Onion.
I'm going to go with the salt and vinegar.
Classic. All right, pick some candy. Reese's, Skittles, M&M's, Kit Kat, Sour Patch Kids, or Starburst?
Sour Patch Kids.
Pick something hot. Bacon cheeseburger, pizza, fried chicken, hot wings, nachos, or tacos. I wanted to pick them all on this one, but...
Yeah,
pizza.
Got the munchies pizza? On that one.
Pick a soda. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Canada Dry, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, Mountain Dew.
Coke.
All right. Ice cream, cake, cupcake, sorbet, brownie, or pie?
Brownie. What kind of brownie? The good kind?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go with brownie and keep my fingers crossed.
All right. Pick some cookies. Oreos, any type of Girl Scout cookies, Keebler soft and chewy cookies, Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies, Fig Newtons, or Nilla wafers.
Those are all terrible choices.
I'm going to go with the Fig Newtons.
Oh, my God. What are you, a geriatric fucking patient? Fig Newtons. That's like everyone that's like over 50 fucking picks, but okay.
Fig Newtons? I don't even know anyone who eats those.
All right, just pick one more. Cheetos, oatmeal cream pies. I don't know why that made me have a long pause after I said cream pies.
Because you know he's going to choose it?
Cheetos, oatmeal cream pies.
Because like, he's like, that oatmeal cream pie? It's calling my name.
Contemplating. Andy Cab's hot fries, Ho Ho's, Fritos, or Cheez-Its?
The cream pie.
Dude.
You are 29% trash.
Woo!
So what does that mean?
You're just not very garbage percentage wise.
So he's not trash. Oh, so you're not trashy.
That is correct.
You're classy. All right.
All right. Let's see what Ray does. Right.
Shoot, I don't need a quiz to tell me. I'm a hood rat.
Classic Lay's salt and vinegar, Tostitos tortilla chips, Doritos, Ruffles, original, or Pringles sour cream and onion.
Oh, sour cream and onion.
I'm all about that sour cream and onion.
Reese's, Skittles, M&M's, Kit Kat, Sour Patch Kids, or Starburst.
Give me some Reese's. I'm all about the peanut butter cups.
Pick something hot. Bacon cheeseburger, pizza, fried chicken, tacos, nachos, or hot wings?
Hot wings. I love hot wings. Not to be confused with hot wings.
All right, Coke, Pepsi, ginger ale, Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Mountain Dew?
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Ice cream, cake, cupcake, sorbet, brownie, or pie?
A brownie. With high hopes. with high hopes.
Oreos, Girl Scout cookies, Keebler soft and chewy cookies, Milano cookies, Fig Newtons, or Nilla wafers?
Those are hard. None of those are good at all. I wouldn't buy it.
Oreos are good, and Girl Scout cookies.
Well, I guess. I'll go with Girl Scout.
Except for when you have an excessive amount in your house.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Jasmine.
You fucking paid $400. Did I tell you about that?
No.
I ended up paying like 400 and some change worth of fucking Girl Scout cookies last year.
Why?
Last year.
Why?
I decided to put my daughter in Girl Scouts and we could not figure out who the fuck was going to fucking buy Girl Scout cookies from us. It was the worst. I was like so pissed at my freaking daughter's dad. I was like, dude, I don't know why the fuck we're paying this much for fucking Girl Scout cookies. I'm not even getting high off this. You don't know how much weed I can buy with this fucking shit? A lot of fucking weed. And I'm not getting... Dude, I was taking, like, Girl Scout cookies for lunch.
I was dude, so, that is like fucking bad. Thin Mints.
Like, what are you having for lunch today? Fucking Thin Mints? Because I bought fucking almost $500 worth of this shit. Like, so fuck you, Mints. Yeah, I told my daughter, sorry, you're not doing Girl Scouts. But why? Because I paid $500 worth of fucking cookies we're not going to eat.
End of discussion.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. It's fucking crazy.
Damn.
Anyways, so which cookies are you picking, honey?
I guess Girl Scouts. I guess. They could have some cool ones every now and then.
All right, now one more. Cheetos, oatmeal cream pies, hot fries, Ho-Hos, Fritos, or Cheez-Its?
Were Cheetos an option?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going Cheetos.
You're 29% trash, too.
Yeah, I'm classy with a bit of trashy.
Let me take mine.
Let's see how much I get. Okay. I pick salt and vinegar. Pick Kit Kat. I always have a tough time between this pick something hot, bacon cheeseburger, pizza, fried chicken, hot wings, nachos. I think I'm going to go with tacos, because at least with tacos, you can get a lot of different tacos. Don't get totally any true. Freaking ideas. Not those tacos. Mm. Okay. All right, and I picked Coca-Cola, and I'm going to pick ice cream, because I can actually enjoy that. Without it being too special, even if, trust me, I would pick the brownie too. And then I will pick, gosh, this is hard.
That's what she said.
I think I'm
going to
go pick Oreos.
Ooh, and that's I'm what she did proclaim it.
Cheetos. I got 1% trash, 99% recyclable.
That test is so inaccurate.
Mostly salvageable trash, which is about as good as trash gets. Congratulations on that.
Damn.
That was my fault, guys. Wow. That is just funny. I'm salvageable trash. At least I'm eco-friendly. That just goes to show how much of a hippie I am. Oh, my God. All right. So I think that's that. I'm good on quizzes. There's this other one that I have, but it has pictures, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how we can do this. Let's try it anyways. Okay. There are six types of trash, and one of them matches your personality. All right. Jester, what's the strongest word you can use to describe something that's very disgusting? Repulsive, foul, vile, revolting, sickening, or nauseating?
Revolting.
Okay. What's the food you would continue eating even if it made you feel sick every time you did it?
Pizza.
Ice cream, pizza, fries, cookies, donuts, or I'd stop eating all of these.
Pizza.
Okay.
Really? I love pizza.
Yeah, me too. That's kind of my thing.
Ugh. How often do you wash your hair? Every day, every other day, once per week, once every 2 weeks, when it's time, once a month.
When it's time?
You're supposed to wash your hair?
Every day.
Just like putting water on it's not good enough? Wow, look how fancy you two fuckers are.
Underachieving high school, gym, physics, calculus, history, foreign language. I was a straight A student.
Yeah, right. Underachieved in?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say calculus because math was never my strong suit.
Really?
Yeah, I'm Mexican, not Asian, so the numbers were not in my favor.
All right. Here it says pick a pet that looks like a celebrity, but since these pets kind of look like celebrities anyway, I'm just going to let you pick between a celebrity looking more like an animal. So just put that in on your in your visual. John Travolta, William H. Macy. You know who William H. Macy is from Shameless, I think. Ron Perlman, Adam Driver, Harrison Ford, or Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi.
All right. How old are you emotionally? 12, 15, 21, 37, 55, or 90?
21. No, 37.
Okay. Assign a letter grade to your last hookup. A, A minus, B plus. You get what I'm saying?
My last hookup. I'm
gonna what's he doing? You're grading it?
Yeah. I'm going to give it an A. A.
Whoa. Okay. Are we grading on a curve or what?
No.
No.
No need for the bell curve. There was no Asians to fuck it up.
All right. Here are your results. You got a very smelly, empty trash can. You're a trash can that has become trash itself. Even when you're empty, you smell really bad. The trash receptacle has become the trash.
Wait. So that's the result?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the result. That's the type of trash he is.
Oh, it's what kind of trash we are.
Trashy to the trashiest extent.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to do this quiz or you want to try a different one?
Let's try a different one. I didn't care much for this one.
Okay. Okay.
Like, I didn't know who Adam Driver was. I don't know. I was confused.
All right, sure. It says, answer 12 questions and we'll reveal how salty you are.
Ooh, I am but the saltiest.
Someone accidentally bumps into you. You say sorry, roll your eyes, shove them, or do nothing.
Do nothing.
Do nothing? Okay.
I'll do nothing.
Someone you hate starts talking to you. You walk away, flip them off, listen politely, or grin and bear it.
Walk away, because apparently punching him in the face is not an option.
You get in trouble for talking back. You, I would never do that, groan, give a sarcastic comment, show them what talking back really is.
Sarcastic comment. Sarcasm is my second language.
That is correct.
Hurt someone on purpose. Nope, they deserved it. What, never? 150% yes.
Wait, what? Can you repeat the question? You broke up on that one.
Oh, sorry. Ever hurt someone on purpose? Nope. They deserved it. Never. Or 150% yes.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done it on purpose, actually. I may be salty. I may be salty, but I'm not. I've never done it on purpose.
Okay. How many times have you been told you're rude? Basically never. A few times maybe. Every so often. Literally all the time. LOL.
Every so often I get told I'm rude.
Okay. How often do you swear? Maybe 3 times a day? Never. Or almost never. I have the mouth of a sailor. Maybe 10 times a day. Who the fuck counts how many times they swear?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 times a day, I guess.
3 times a day, really?
I don't know. I don't count. I know it's not. I don't have the mouth of a sailor.
Salty or, yeah, just pick salty or sweet.
Salty. I'm gonna go salty.
Thoughts on gossiping? Not a fan. It's okay every once in a while. I enjoy it. Love it.
It's okay every once in a while.
Okay. Which dessert would you rather have? Vanilla ice cream, brownie sundae, pie of any kind, or you want it all?
I want it all.
Okay. Do you think you're a nice person? I would say I am, sort of, to certain people or to very few people.
To certain people I'm nice to. I know that.
What makes you roll your eyes? Pretty much nothing. A few annoying things. Half the people I know. Literally everything.
A few annoying things.
How much do you hate people? 30%, 0%, 70%, or 100%?
And remember the Tide Pod challenge just happened.
Oh. Wait, what's the question again? Now I'm confused.
How much do you hate people?
How much hate people? 30%, 0, 70, or 100?
30, 0, 70, or 100?
I'll go with 30. Because sometimes it can be 70, though. Yeah, I'll go with 30. I'll be safe.
Okay. You got, you're a pinch of salt on a salted caramel sundae. So what if you can be a little salty from time to time? It's normal. For the most part, you are pretty kind. A little bit of saltiness never killed anyone. That's what it says.
Yeah.
So you're a little salty.
I need to up my salt game. But to be fair, okay, side note, that Tide Pod Challenge, I lost faith in humanity when I saw that.
Didn't you? Fuck, so did I. I was like, holy shit, really? This is what the world's coming to? I'm like, great.
I remember my friend shared a post on my wall, and she had said, new Tide Pod Challenge. Instead of eating it, why don't you use it for your laundry? I was like, ha, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, it's been a fun show. Ray, thank you for coming on.
No problem.
Like have you in studio. Jasmine, thanks for being on again this week. It was an awesome show. That was fun. Those quizzes at the end. I think we're going to have to work some more of those into the show. We'll definitely get them up on the blogs and let you guys chime in and see what you get. Maybe we can go ahead and link you to those quizzes themselves. So we're going to continue to do more live broadcasts like this, and hopefully you guys are tuning in and we don't sound like shit on the YouTube feed. But if we do, don't worry. I'll go ahead and replace that audio for you.
He'll make it nice. He'll make it sound nice and pretty for you.
So we are going to get up on out of here. So until next week.
As they say in Canada, peace out.